Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
Oh, that was cute.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say Roxy.
Ew, don't do that. Look at us having a fourth episode this week.
I know. It's too much.
She said it's too much. Yeah. Because keep in mind, we do two other episodes on Patreon. So it is a lot, you know. But
I like when things happen so that we can, you know, talk about it. And that's like important.
Yeah, this is an episode that's a must because we got so many DMs where we're like patiently waiting for a bonus episode to cover what the hell's going on. And so we have to, because it is such a big deal. I don't know if you guys have seen, but Brandi Glanville, she came out. She said Bravo hid evidence and tried to silence her over this Real Housewives of Ultimate Girls Trip drama. And then she also is suing Andy Cohen for sexual assault, which is crazy. Chantel, just seeing the headlines, like, what the hell were you thinking?
I mean, it was just like, I kind of almost felt that like she's trying to get her revenge in a sense, because, you know, of what has happened on Girls Trip, that she's like, this is my time to like get what I deserve. But I don't think, we'll get into what she's actually suing about.
Yeah, I just think with Brandi.
But wait, is she actually suing or is she just accused?
Nope, she's suing.
Okay.
Chantel, I told you to read the article.
Yeah, and I read it. I don't see anything with suing.
Mm-hmm. It says her attorney's suing them.
Okay. So I just saw a legal letter. It didn't say sue, though.
Yeah. So she is suing them, accusing Andy Cohen of sexual harassment, inviting her to watch him have sex with Bravo star. Shit's getting messy. But at the same time, you guys, like, I don't think I blame her for going this route, especially because we do know and we are privy to this information that Bravo does try to silence them and try to control how they respond, what they say, if you want to continue to have a relationship with Bravo. And she's done that. And guess what, you guys? Ultimate Girls Trip is never going to air. Say bye-bye to that. That show will never, ever air. Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, like, it's like if you have no money because of the certain things that happen because of Bravo, like, isn't this expensive to sit there and, like, you know, go through all these legal battles for something that I don't even think that she's going to even.
But yeah. Chantel, she's lost so much endorsements and sponsors and everything, because once this came out, she wasn't allowed to defend herself, and she lost so much endorsements and everything, and people didn't want to work with her anymore because her name is now next to sexual harassment, and so she was not allowed to do anything, and her biggest thing was like, let's put the show on so people can judge for themselves. And they're not going to do that. They're not going to play the show out. You know, it's just never going to happen. So now people are going to just think that Brandi is in the sexual harassment. She already knows she's not going to ever work with Bravo again, especially after this. So at this point, she's like, you know what? Why not? I'm going to defend myself.
Yeah, I just think that, like, you know, We've seen the fall from people, and we've also seen them come up. And after, like, certain things like this, like Stassi, she's done a great job of, you know, coming back. And then even I was just listening to a podcast of, you know, remember the show Chrissy Knows Best, Savannah?
Yeah.
Well, she just did a great podcast, and like even with her, she like lost all endorsements for literally a year and a half, and like now she's back at where she was making. So it's like, I think what this is gonna give her even less. You know, this is going to make people want to work with her less because she's kind of looking like, you know, she's hostile. She's like a hostile employee or something.
Right. Yeah.
So I feel like if she just like, unless she truly felt that she's being sexually harassed, or she just wants, I think she just wants karma at this point. I think that's what it is.
Right. Yeah. Well, so I think so too. You're right there. Let's talk about the legal letter regarding her being silenced. So In the letter, not only did the Beverly Hills accuse Andy Cohen of sexual harassment, she also accused Bravo of hiding evidence and trying to silence her. She claims silence her among the claims that she sexually assaulted Caroline Manzo. On top of the legal letter against Caroline, she says that Caroline is lying and feeding a defamatory narrative, which we are not commenting on whether we think, if Caroline says that happened, I mean, again, we don't know for sure, but Brandy apparently thinks she's lying. She's super confident in that. So Brandy's attorney claims that Brandy was used and abused by NBC, Bravo, Warner Bros., and Sheed Media. And I mean, that's like a big statement, right?
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah. Per the letter, the Beverly Hills alum is ready to wage a public reputational war against Bravo after they silence her in the wake of Caroline's sexual assault allegations against her. Caroline alleged, you know, obviously that we already know, you can check this out on allaboutterryh.com, that Brandy had kissed her without her consent, groped her breast. Then there was some really intense bathroom detail in Caroline's legal letter. Brandy's attorney says Caroline is lying and demands that the network release all existing documents and data pertaining to the allegations. Ms. Glanville, Ms. Manzo engaged in dirty dancing, flirting, and playful touching, the letter reads. Throughout the night, they shared a couple of kisses. We have heard of a supposed bathroom incident through press leaks, but Sheed Media has repeatedly refused to allow Brandy or her counsel to see the footage in question. There is no truth to any allegation. But Chantal, remember,
well,
there was no camera in the bathroom.
Well, that would piss me off, though. It's like, if this is going to be a legal thing, like, I, like, her lawyers have the right for that footage, right? Like,
yeah.
Can they subpoena it?
Right. Or I'm sure they have a contract written up that can't even happen. But so there was no camera in the bathroom. But I think that what Caroline had said, I'm almost positive, was that she was mic'd.
Yeah.
So if there was like anything inappropriate, yes, there was no camera, but we would hear the mic. You know, you could hear something on the mic. The letter continued, it is apparent some allegation was made. However, neither the nature nor the source of that allegation has been clarified by NBC, Sheed Media, or Warner Bros. We can glean from the press coverage seeded by malicious and deliberate leaks that Ms. Manzo formally accused Ms. Glanville of sexual misconduct and that Ms. Glanville was sent home as a result. It bears emphasis that Brandy and Caroline were never alone together. Anything that happened took place in the presence of the cast and crew. All the events were captured on camera or picked up via microphone. So the via microphone is the bathroom incident, I'm assuming.
Yeah, or anything. Anytime they were filming,
yeah,
you know, they were always mic'd. Yeah.
Brandy's attorneys maintain her innocence and insist, though, that she was never alone with Caroline. Caroline says when she was in the bathroom, Alex McCord was in there.
Okay.
Yeah. So, but Alex McCord says she didn't see anything. They also note that Caroline did not manifest a lack of consent at any point and accused the Real Housewives of New Jersey alum of feeding a defamatory narrative to the media. It says, we have every reason to believe that Caroline, with a tactic or express support of Bravo and Sheen Media, is the source of the early press leaks that began immediately upon Ms. Glanville's return home. Yet, now here's what's a really crazy point is they, and Chantal, we can attest to this. Bravo, and this, you know, Bravo would probably be upset with us saying this, but Bravo does silence these people. They really do. They have so much control over them. And in the legal letter, it says that Brandy was told to remain entirely silent, to refrain from defending herself. She was further told that assuming her compliance with the directive, she would have the opportunity to work for Sheen Media, Warner Bros. Again, on the condition that she completes 6 months of outpatient therapy with Warner Bros. Affiliated therapist. Ms. Glanville did do this. It became apparent afterward, however, that this was a false promise intended to ensure Brandy's silence.
Yeah, see, the letter went off.
Yeah, like the letter went on to say, all the while, Ms. Manzo, Bravo, and Sheen Media were feeding a defamatory narrative that destroyed Ms. Glanville's reputation, employment prospects, mental health, and financial stability, and caused untold harm to Ms. Glanville and her family. That's my thing, is Bravo absolutely will silence you. And if you want to work with Bravo ever again or get jobs, you will be quiet. They don't want you to talk to anyone. And maybe when they do want you to talk, it's you have to talk directly to them, but or someone affiliated with NBC Universal or things of that sort. But they absolutely were trying to silence Brandy throughout all of this.
Oh, for sure. And like, you know, I do feel bad that like now that if she was thinking that if she listened, that she was going to get something out of it. Now she's like, I haven't gotten shit out of it. So like, here I am. I want my payday.
Right. Well, like, I don't think she was thinking I'm going to get a payday. Like, I think she lost a lot.
Yeah. I think she's thinking she wants to get back what she lost. Yeah. Not a payday, but she wants to get back what she lost.
Yeah. I think that she lost so much. She was told that everything would be okay. And imagine like your reputation just, you know, but Brandy, you know, let's not act like her reputation's perfect. You know what I mean? But like, just imagine, you know, someone saying something that you 100% believe is not true. And you're like, then put it out there. And then they're like, we can't do that right now. And they're not telling them like, for sure, the show's not going to air, but it doesn't take a rocket scientist to know that this show is not going to air. Yeah, so at this point, all this time has gone. Yeah. All this time has gone. It's never going to air. And she's had to stay silent, and Caroline's been able to tell her side of the story. So I can understand her frustration here.
I'm thinking of the meme of Oprah. Were you silent or were you silenced?
Oh, wow. Yeah. What's crazy is you never watched Oprah.
Yeah, I know, but that's like a big meme.
I'm dead. Yeah, she was definitely.
Yeah, get to like weird now that what she's saying about Andy.
Yeah, so even crazier news.
I want to read the tweet where he responds.
So okay, we'll let you do that. All right, boo. So Brandy also accuses Andy of sexual harassment, inviting her to watch him have sex with a Bravo star. So what happened is, and Chantal, you might be right.
Yeah, I told you.
I don't know if it's a lawsuit. You guys come back at us. It might be.
I think it was
letters.
A legal letter. It's a legal letter.
Like
that was
a warning.
You know, yes. And I think it's to her defense. It's like anything that, you know, like when you need to document everything that you have, like in HR, you document anything and everything. Yeah. Like this is her way of saying like, this is what I have, you know, just to show Bravo is, you know, shady.
So here's what Brandy's doing or saying, sorry, not doing. Brandy says that Andy sent her a video in 2022 in which he appeared obviously inebriated. So drunk as
good
F.
Job. You said it good.
Chantal, I was so scared to say that word. I really was. I was like, I'm going to say this wrong. Someone's going to come at me. I'm so scared. So, okay. I think I did an okay job. Anyways, Andy allegedly boasted in the clip that he wanted to sleep with another Bravo star while thinking of Brandy, per the letter, and then invited the former housewife to watch him engage in the sexual act via FaceTime. That's a big deal, Chantel.
I know, but like, it's a big deal because like he is her boss, but it's like, it's Andy and like he was drunk and he's gay. So it's like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm still like,
not saying that no, anybody that doesn't like, you know, like the other opposite sex, like can't do something like this, but like Brandy, this is like right up your alley of what you do.
It is, but at the end of the day, that's your boss, right?
Yeah.
So you're still in this huge role. You cannot be doing things like that, saying things like that, especially because if Brandy did that, she'd get in trouble.
Yeah.
You know? But I can understand they had that relationship. But you know what, you guys, in 2024, you're not allowed to have relationships like that anymore.
Yeah, and like I'm sure it's such it's a hard not. Like I'm sure like he always struggles with the fine line of like being cool with them and then also being like, you know, I'm the boss. You know, I'm sure that's such a struggle with him.
And I think what probably pissed Brandy off is that Andy has stayed silent throughout all of this. So she's taking it very personal. And that's why she's like, I'm coming for you because now you're going to know how it feels. And I do think like, let's say, you know, I don't know. I do think it is wrong that Andy did that. But like, I'm the type that if someone did that to me, I'd be like clowning with them.
Yeah. And I'm sure it was like that. And I think that's how it was perceived according to Andy's, you know, tweet that he wrote yesterday.
Yeah, well, so Andy, and it says that the letter says that Andy and Brandy, Andy was Brandy's boss at the time and exercised complete and total control over her career. And then it says this was an extraordinary abuse of power that left Brandy feeling trapped and disgusted. It is inconceivable that Andy remains in his post in spite of this behavior and harkens back to the bad old days of Matt Lawyer and NBC News when profits were prioritized over people.
Yeah, it just seems to me that like this is a way to really just get money, honestly.
I'm not looking at it at all as her trying to get money. I don't think it at all. I think that she lost a lot. She knows that she has no more future with Bravo, that she lost all these endorsements. Because okay, at this point now, so, you know, let's say that it really is just a legal letter. There's no money here. So her reputation has gone to shit. She's lost out on like show deals. You know, she was on Traitor season one. She goes on those like type of shows. People probably don't want to work with her now because she's affiliated with sexual assault. And the network that she's brought, that she feels she brought so much to, is now not backing her. So I think that she's genuinely upset and she just wants justice. And until we like actually see like a lawsuit happen, because it does look like it just is a letter right now and kind of like a warning.
But you know what though, I've dealt with something like this in one of our hotels before, where someone has sent a letter claiming that someone else, like, you know, did sexual harassment, and you still have to settle sometimes on those because you don't want it to get to a lawsuit, basically. Right. Like, you don't want to get to that level. So I think what happened, you settled, like, we got our insurance involved, and like,
oh, okay, so you settled is what you're saying.
Yeah, you settle. You settle to what they say because you don't want to get to a point where it does go in front of something just because you don't want the headache, and it ends up wasting more money, you know, paying lawyers for 6 months, 8 months, 9 months. So you just settle.
Yeah. But if Bravo is wrong, and, you know, they are wrong in this, I do only feel like we should see the show. But then I understand why Bravo is scared to also put the show out there. I get both sides. So tell us what Andy said when this came out.
Yeah, so the former Beverly or Bravo star was Kate Chastain. Is that how you say her name, right?
Yeah, something like
okay.
that.
Okay. Andy tweeted yesterday, and he goes, "The video shows Kate Chastain and I very clearly joking to Brandy. It was absolutely meant in jest, and Brandy's response clearly communicated she was in on the joke. That said, it was totally inappropriate, and I apologize." Period.
But how could Brandy have like clearly communicated, like, "I'm in on you guys joking about this right now"?
She probably like FaceTimed back and was like laughing, and, you know, like,
I'll be over right there.
You know, like, she probably was making it seem like it was a funny joke to her.
100%. Which, like, let's be real, we know Brandy probably did all that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, for him to say that she clearly communicated, I mean, I guess, like, yeah, because we all know that Brandy probably was like, haha, laughing, and now she's in her like bitter villain stage.
Honestly, if I was Andy, like, any phone call or anything I got would be freaking recorded, and like, I would have mic'd up at all times, because like, it's just crazy how like the way you have to defend yourself sometimes.
Well, especially nowadays, I do feel like Andy does keep a fine line where he doesn't get close to anyone. And then guess what? The one housewife he got close to, Bethany Frankel, completely turned on him. But Bethany also felt, you know, salty towards Andy, that Andy didn't have her back like how he should have. So I do feel like at the end of the day, Andy, I mean, he does have a lot of involvement with NBC Universal, but there's only so much he can do. I mean, but some of them say he holds all this power. And I don't know, you guys. I don't know.
It's a lot.
It's a lot, Chantel. It truly is.
I mean, to be here, like, you know, almost like 13, 14 years, right? Or even 15 years. And like, you know, he hasn't gotten that much on him. So unless like everyone really is so scared, that could be another thing too. But like, I feel like by now, if like he was someone to do stuff like that, you would hear a lot more.
Yeah, no, I don't think, like, honestly, what he did was like wrong, but it's just very inappropriate at the end of the day. Like, exactly. I don't think what he did was wrong. It was like an inappropriate thing. He thought he could do that because Brandy is an inappropriate person. Brandy is also friends with Kate. So he thought it was funny. I don't think he was like, he clearly was not being serious. It was clearly all a joke. But to prove a point, people would consider that sexual assault. They would consider that. So she's trying to like throw it in your face, like, oh, you're going to consider
sexual
this?
Harassment. Well,
sexual harassment. Sorry. Yeah. Did I? Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, but yeah, now I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry. I just want to make sure it was sexual harassment. Like, yeah. he didn't physically do anything.
Right, right, right. Okay. Well, now I just learned something. The difference, because I didn't know. I probably thought it was the same thing. But yeah, I mean, it's a very serious thing at the end of the day. And, you know,
I think what's raised Ray is that she does get some sort of settlement for it. Like, even if from the Caroline thing, like if she really did can prove all her, you know, losses, like I do think that she should be able to get, you know, get paid for those. And then I think like she can move on and Bravo can move on. It's like, you know, just everyone move on.
Yeah. If I was Bravo, I would 100% settle. But sometimes when you settle, Chantel, people think it's because you're settling because there's some guilt involved.
Yeah.
But it's like,
I think they can't settle with her because of the Caroline lawsuit, because if, and then that shows, you know,
holy moly.
I know. Whoever the lawyer at NBC or Bravo, God bless you.
I swear there's a lot. Your
husband should go work for them.
Oh my gosh. No, now they're like editing the contracts to like make sure to avoid this and add things that basically say this can never happen again.
Oh my God. But then at the end of the day, there's laws. So like, I don't care what your contract says.
Yeah, that's true too. But yeah, I mean, quick bonus episode. We just had to go over this. I know that you guys wanted it. So we hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. Let us know your thoughts on the whole thing too. But thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. Bye guys.
Bye.
Happy Friday.
Yay.